Three Ways to Improve Your Speaking Voice by Ravina Suri. It is said that our strongest tool as a speaker is our voice. Your voice acts as a partner with your body and the content to communicate your message. When you speak, your voice is the primary link between you and your listeners. It is the medium of your message. While voice is important, vocal variety is even more critical in effective speech delivery. Vocal variety refers to the way you use your voice to create interest, excitement, and emotional involvement. It is accompanied by varying your pitch, volume, and timing. Not only should you use vocal variety, but you should also consider inflections, which are another important characteristic of speaking. An inflection is a raised pitch. For example, a high note used to emphasize a word. One of my goals as a speaker is to immediately connect with my audience. I do this by having a smile on my face, because a smile conveys a sense of warmth. I also start my speech with a strong voice so that I can immediately convey to my audience that I'm excited to be giving the speech. It is important not to be monotonous, because you will lose your audience very quickly. Keep in mind, when you speak, your voice reflects your psychological and emotional state of mind. Now, there are three ways that will immediately improve your speaking voice. The first way you can improve your speaking voice is by varying your pitch. You want to be sure to vary your pitch when you deliver your speech. Pitch refers to how high or low your voice is. When you want to convey excitement, you will want to use a high pitch. A low pitch should be used when you want to express thoughtfulness or sadness. You can also use pitch to stress a point. For example, in one of my speeches, I raised my pitch to show how anxious I was because I could not find my toddler. I ended the delivery of this thought with my voice being lowered to almost a whisper to convey my sadness. The contrast of high pitch with low pitch immediately after was considered very effective by my evaluator. The second way you want to improve your speaking voice is by slowing your pace. Your pace refers to the speed at which you speak. If you speak too fast, it becomes difficult for the audience to follow what you're saying. While your pace might be fast at the beginning, since you are nervous, you will want to quickly slow down. The most effective speaking rate is somewhere between 125 to 160 words a minute. Rate refers to the number of words you speak per minute. Except when you're slowing down to emphasize a point, you should endeavor to speak at this rate. The third way that you can improve your speaking voice is by adding pauses. It is said that silence is golden. You can use a pause to add impact to your words. I can't stress enough the importance of a pause at a critical moment during your speech. There are three occasions where you will want to add a pause. The first is when you want to emphasize a critical or main point. You will want to pause before you deliver this point because it will allow your audience to become tuned to what you're about to say. Similarly, the use of a pause after a statement lets the audience know that what you shared was important, and it also gives them time to digest the information. The second reason to use a pause is that it can separate ideas and serve as punctuation, telling your audience that you have completed your thought. The third reason for a pause is so that you can inhale some breath, or a breath. Just like you use your body language in giving a speech, it is important that you use your voice also. By voice, you can influence others to make a big impact on the content of your speech. Keep this Chinese proverb in mind when you deliver your next speech. The tongue can paint what the eyes can't see. The tongue can paint what the eyes can't see. It has been a pleasure narrating this article for you. My name is Ravina Suri, and I'm Distinguished Toastmaster and member of Cupertino Toastmasters Club. Thanks for listening.